Blog Talk Radio.
Sufari are here to share with you the studies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Not only to study Yah, but all intention and full of purpose, but also our people to get a pulse on them so we can understand our people, what we have been reduced to, unfortunately, under this universal captivity, which is a monstrosity. And sad to say, it doesn't have to be this way. It's not by force, it's by choice. So we all need to start choosing the way of Yah, our ancient Elohim, and the way of our people. Because the evidence speaks for itself in this regard. Nothing is working for us in any aspect of the word. Tonight we will be studying Shemuel. A lot of you call it Samuel, but his Hebrew name is Shemuel. And Brother Cartrell will be studying the book of Isaiah. He pronounced the name to you of that book. I don't have to put in the work for him. He put in good work for himself for the Most High, as you all should be doing, truth be told. You see, Shemuel played a dual role. More so than dual, he was a priest. He was the first prophet. And he was a judge in the land. See, all of our men of Yahweh, prophets in the sense, but the first official one is Shemuel. And he, and what he prophesies to Israel about is them wanting a king. How's not going to work in their favor, having just any old kind of king? And rather, not having a king, period. They already had one, so to speak. So he prophesies to Israel. He didn't sugarcoat it. Just like we do on the Real Talk for Real People. We're not prophets. But we do share Yah's truth with you. We're not mean-spirited or facetious or ugly about it. We just keep it simple and tell the truth according to Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, God, we got a long study. I'm going to introduce my brother and friend for you. Brother Cottrell of New York City. He, along with I, love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And our brothers and sisters, as we all be doing. Not just Cottrell and I, you too. It's not incumbent upon Cottrell and I. It's incumbent upon you. Once you learn to do better, you do better. And you do good. It's just that simple. It's not that hard what Yah requires of you to love him, to appreciate him, to obey him, to follow him. We've been loving and appreciating and obeying everybody else, especially our enemies. How they've been working out for us? Not very well. And the evidence speaks for itself. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother and friend. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you all, my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yan Sufari, Sister Nasanya, Sister Abiya, all the family that's out there, shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
And so, Nasanya and I said shalom back to you. We're doing okay. And how is your family doing? And may you
everybody
be blessed.
Well. Praise Yah. I appreciate that. Praise. And I love my sister, Abiya. I haven't heard from her in a while. I pray for her and my grandson, Gregory. Hope they're still in tune.
Exactly.
But, yeah, the prophet Samuel, he's a prophet. But he's not a prophet like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, where he's talking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet Samuel is in tune with the time that he's living in.
Exactly.
And Yah's giving him guidance so he could direct and guide our nation.
Exactly.
He does a great job.
Exactly. All praise him. Well, without further ado, my friend and I, your brother and I, shall proceed in the beginning of the first segment of these studies. First chapter, Shemuel. And he comes from the family of Elkanah. Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of the mountain of Ephraim. I guess it stands to reason that he was an Ephraimite. And his name was Elkanah, the son of Joraham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tuhu, the son of Zuf, like Yam Suf. Zuf, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives, this man. And the name of one was Hannah. And the name of the other, Penunnah. Penunnah had children. But Hannah had no children. This man went up, did his responsibilities, went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to Yah of hosts in Shiloh. That's where the temporary tent was stationed in Shiloh, the tent of tabernacle. Also, two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priest of Yah, were there. They were in charge. Whenever the time came,
Kenji
wouldn't let me leave, man. Yeah, that's fun. Kenji? Yeah, that's a big guy.
He wouldn't
let me leave.
I'm saying this.
You should have a strange one.
Playing with me. With the strings on our feet. You know, whenever I come to the coffee, it's all good with coffee. She acts right with me. If Parker ain't, if Parker's doing the crib, he goes to somewhere else. She ain't watching me. But if Parker's coming, I got candy for him. She's giving him kisses and stuff. It's going on.
Check it.
Good
question.
Yeah, I'm so, can you hear me? Shalom, yeah, I'm so. You heard the Knicks got Bogdanovich.
Mm-hmm.
They traded away their arms.